Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I have been very opposed to TikTok.
How do we, say, limit the protesting?
The government limit the protesting.
We've now had an opportunity to move his platform to be more progressive.
All the way back in January was the first person out there to say, Mr. President, a pandemic's on its way.
I don't agree with you that cannabis is not related to this.
Everyone knows mail-in ballots are a disaster.
Mr. President, next time you come, we're going to do a boat parade instead.
Yeah, a boat parade down in Florida. Pretty cool. Big turnout for the president down there as he headed to Florida over the weekend. And happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy
Beautiful
Monday.
Week out there we're going to have this week. Did you see that? It's in the 60s.
Sounds good to me.
It's going to be in the 70s for highs, maybe low 80s.
Yesterday was gorgeous.
Oh,
that rain cooled it all off and... it's nice.
We need that. We need a beautiful day tomorrow so we can get some voter turnout in the city and county. And we can let's get them in order here. Kim Gardner and Sam Page packing and defeat this Medicaid initiative.
Mm-hmm.
To no on two. That's all you need to remember when you head to the voting booth all over the state tomorrow. The state of Missouri, no on two. No on two. Just remember that.
Check out your voter's guide.
Yeah, it's out there, baby. It's on Facebook. It's on the website, 971talk.com/Cox. If you have any questions, it's got links to your ballot. Wherever you live in Missouri, here in the sound of my voice, you can go online and you can find a link to your ballot. And I can say that with confidence because even if your specific county is not listed, there's a link to the Secretary of State's office where you type in your address and it shows you your ballot and where to go vote. So just pay attention to that. Some of those voter locations had changed, and then St. Louis County announced last week they were going to let you vote wherever you wanted to.
I still think that's weird, but okay.
I agree.
I don't quite understand that. I mean, you're assigned a place, like, go there.
Well, and no
it's
one
close
place,
to your home.
Yeah, no one place should be more safe than the other, right?
Right.
If it's an issue of safety.
Or if you're trying to get away from, like, crowd, isn't it divided up? So, I don't know. It's just weird to me.
I don't know that it's a safety issue, but I do believe, I spoke to Rick Stream about this a little bit. I think there was a time when we were much more paper-based, so you had to go to a specific... when you went to your specific polling place, they actually had a printout of all the people that were registered to vote there.
Yeah.
When you came in, they would flip it open. They would find your name. You'd sign next to it. And now they've got everything. Finally, they finally upgraded to the point where they've got everything online. So you give them you scan your driver's license. They can go online, find you, confirm that you voted, have you signed it electronically, so you can't go vote twice. I mean, maybe that's a better system. I don't know. But I think the paper-based version of it is one reason why up until now you had to vote at the precinct where you were assigned. I believe.
Okay,
I believe
so
that's
they're
why.
Saying that it was like technology has gotten better.
Because
so
technology is better. You can basically go vote anywhere.
Yeah. But the last couple of times I've been to vote, they've looked me up on an iPad. It hasn't been paper-based.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, Illinois is just more advanced.
That was in Missouri. I was living in St. Louis City.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think it might have something to do with it. But you got to get to the polls. You got to vote tomorrow. We got all that information for you. I've got some new polling data out, like last-minute polling data on a couple of these city races. And the Missouri Scout put it out. It's pretty interesting stuff on the Kim Gardner race, the Tashara Jones and Jeffrey Boyd race for treasurer. These are interesting. And some poll numbers that Lyda Crewson's not going to like very much because, of course, there's been a group trying to get her out of office for a while now. I don't know. So with all that going on in the background, I'm sitting around killing some time yesterday, and I get an alert that the astronauts are about to splash back down.
Yeah.
Did you see that
cool
video?
That? I didn't watch it, but, yeah, I saw the alert.
Man, that was so cool. For people that remember all those Apollo missions prior to the space shuttle, when the only way to get them back down was with a parachute and them splashing into the ocean, It really brought back a lot of memories. So the astronauts are...
Well, it said this was the first time we've successfully done that since, what, 75?
It's been a long time.
Wow. Yeah, I think 75 was the time. I was like, whoa, that's cool.
It's been a long time. So the SpaceX people did a good job.
They did. It was seamless from what I can tell. And the astronauts are back, according to the North County guy as well. Mm-hmm. So that's very cool. So we got lots to get to for you today. It is pre-election day. It's election eve, I guess you'd say. We got a couple of the candidates on later today. We're gonna talk to Mark Montavani. We're gonna talk to Rebecca McKelvey later today, who's running for an important judge position out in St. Charles County. Going to talk to Paul Barry, who of course is running on the Republican side for county executive. Jesse Jane Duff, Rodney Boyd's going to be on. We got Hans von Spakovsky. It's a busy day.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. Sure. And you know, I'm actually feeling a little better that I might get to keep my hair. I'm sad to say that. But we got to get people donating to this backstopper effort.
We do, but it's only been like 3 days. I know. There's no way you're keeping that
plenty
hair.
Plenty of time.
Come on, folks. We need your help.
We're not about a third of the way there, but we got to get more donations to get that accomplished. So that's up on the website as well, 971talk.com/Cox. You can see the link. I've got the link on Facebook. You can help make me bald. And if we raise at least $5,000, the money's all going to Backstoppers.
Mm-hmm.
So get your bids in
early.
It's
a win-win. Mark is bald and Backstoppers get some money.
Absolutely.
And if we raise $10,000, you know, maybe we'll make it a mohawk or something.
No, it's got to be gone.
Oh,
no,
it's got to be all gone?
Yeah, no, we're going to do a mohawk when we hit our halfway point. So
get on that.
We'll shave the mohawk today.
Not committing to that, although I do need a haircut, so we need to hurry this up. It's getting out of control. All right, 314-241-9797.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With what has happened over years, we have the highest prescription drug prices in the world. We will soon have the lowest.
Is the suburban lifestyle dream the suburban?
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options. But a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens. But we are looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to TikTok.
3, 2, 1. Liberal heads have exploded again over the TikTok announcement. In fact, the New York Times went so far as to suggest, well, this might just motivate young people to go vote. Because there's nothing more important. National security is not more important than you being able to sit around with your head in your phone all day looking at stupid 30-second videos on TikTok. Honestly. Now, I know I don't get TikTok. My kids are constantly sending me TikToks with, you know, LOL comments or this is hilarious, you need to look at this, and I
now,
watch it.
Is this
it.
More your older kids or is this more a Ginger thing?
No. She doesn't have TikTok. We don't let the little one have it. But the older two have, and they think it's hilarious. It's just it's what they sit around and watch all day.
Well, so you don't have to have TikTok to watch TikToks.
Right.
So, like, Hannah doesn't have a TikTok account either, but she can see TikTok videos.
Yeah, Ginger's seen some of the TikTok videos.
They're on YouTube and, you know.
But we won't let her have an account.
Yeah.
But not because of this whole controversy thing. We've been hearing stories for years now that the Chinese government uses TikTok to gather information on Americans, their buying habits, their viewing habits, personal information, all this stuff.
Well, back in the day, too, when TikTok first hit the scene, it's not safe for kids. Parents knew it wasn't safe for kids because of predators.
And then they
kind
of forgot about that.
But then they kind of forgot, yeah.
So now Microsoft is apparently in talks to buy TikTok so that it's I still don't know how that's going to work. I mean, they're going to have to sell them the rights to use the app, but guarantee somehow that none of the information is still going to go back to the mothership. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm hearing this is not a partisan issue because Chuck Schumer is in our montage saying he's been against TikTok forever. And we've had Jim Carafano on talking about why it's dangerous.
Yeah.
There's still something very scary to me when a government says I'm banning something. To me, that's like maybe it's right. But a government that's been collecting information on us all the time anyway is like, okay, we're banning something. There's something kind of, I don't know, that doesn't freak you out a little bit? The idea of it?
No, because it's a national security issue. I mean, that's the point here. If you're saying, I didn't hear Schumer comment on it one way or the other, what I was pointing to is a New York Times article where some Democratic advisor analyst said, wow, that's great. This will motivate young people to get out and vote against Trump because he wants to ban this. But this is a national security issue. So whether it happened to be TikTok or I don't know, pick some other app.
But what if it's Facebook? What if it's Twitter? Like, what if it, to me, it just sounds like I will accept this because people that I trust have said, hey, this is why it's a national security issue. But to me, it sounds kind of like limiting the internet, limiting access, citizens' access to things. It just, and I don't TikTok. I don't care. Like, my life's not going to change without TikTok. There's something really like creepy sounding to me about this.
I just wonder if people would feel differently about it if it was a Russian-based company. I just don't think people, as many times as they've been warned about the fact that China is the true foreign power that we need to be worried about. For the last 3 years, they've been told it's Russia. So I wonder if it was a Russian app, if people would feel differently about it. I don't know. I just don't think you can get around the fact that Rubio and Pompeo and all these folks have looked at it and talked about the fact that everything on there gets shared with the communist Chinese government who wants to be, they want to have the world's currency. They want to be the world superpower. So I don't know. I think that, here's Donald Trump, who last week said he was going to move the election, and everybody got in an uproar over it. He's very good at throwing out wedge issues like this, where he over-dramatizes something to get people's attention and then pulls back to the point where he fixes the problem. NATO's a good example of it. With the election, he mentioned moving it. Of course, he can't move it, but suddenly all of his opponents don't think coronavirus is that big of a deal, and there's no reason we can't vote. So he kind of got them to admit that maybe they were blowing the threat to the election out of proportion if they didn't think it should be moved over the coronavirus threat. That was interesting. And now there's TikTok, where if you said he's got Chuck Schumer agreeing with him. All of a sudden. So
I don't think he's ever
going to ban it, but I think he wanted to move those negotiations forward.
Yeah, to me, this just isn't a Trump thing. They're all on board with TikTok being terrible.
So there must be a threat of some sort there.
Sure.
Yeah. Other than just stupid videos. 314-241-9231. 9797, what say you? Tomorrow's election day, primary election day. We're going to talk more about some of the latest numbers when we come back.
Mr. President, next time you come, we're going to do a boat parade instead.
Good.
It's much better.
Good.
My beautiful wife, Bridget, recommended that. I'm proud to stand here with my fellow sheriffs to endorse and support President Donald Trump for his reelection.
Because if you're in law enforcement, how could you endorse anybody else? You've seen the death toll of the injury toll of police officers in this country as a result of these protests and riots. So the sheriff in Florida there, one of the sheriffs announcing the endorsement of the president yesterday. We already talked about the space capsule splashing down in the ocean yesterday. There were people knew roughly where it was going to happen. So they had to bring it down in the Gulf for the first time ever because of the hurricane that was on the other side of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So people knew it was going to be out there. So people went out in their boats and waited for it.
Wow.
For the thing to splash down. And the best shot I saw in the background, the capsule's floating in the ocean. And in the media, he's getting this shot of it from a boat somewhere. And in the background, some guy pulls by behind it and unfurls a Trump 2020 banner right behind the capsule.
Perfect timing.
It was great. I love that. Good job. So tomorrow is election day in the city. And I wanted to talk a little bit about some polling, city and county, all of Missouri, but Big issues going on in St. Louis County, in St. Louis City. You've got Kim Gardner trying to get reelected to the circuit attorney's office. Radical George Soros-supported Kim Gardner running against Mary Pat Carl, who she ran against once before and won, clearly, when she was first elected. The Missouri Scout has put out a poll on this race, which was a surprise to me, and I'll tell you why. Mary Pat Carl has started running ads lately. I mean, I've seen a few on TV. They clearly waited till the last minute and saved their money up to run some TV ads. But I've said before, I think she's run an almost invisible campaign since she announced. Mm-hmm. It was hard to find her. We finally got her on the air here, talked to her about her campaign. And here's what the poll results were in the city of St. Louis. Candidates for the 2020 Democratic primary election for circuit attorney. Kim Gardner, Mary Pat Carl. If the election were held today, who would you vote for? Kim Gardner actually has about a 7 or 8 point lead in this poll. But 16% of people are undecided. Which means you've got a bunch of people out there who didn't want to answer the question because they feel some level of guilt for wanting to vote against Kim Gardner, whether it's allegations she brings up, she plays the race card every time somebody criticizes her for anything. It couldn't be incompetence. It must be race. So I believe that 16% that's undecided is reflective of that. I think a lot of people were afraid to commit. But I think almost every one of those 16% are going to go for Mary Pat Carl in this race. I think they will. They're going to go into the booth. They're going to say, we can't continue this embarrassing spiral downward in the way we enforce laws in the city of St. Louis. So if you're in the city, you have that opportunity tomorrow. Just remember that. There's another big race on the ballot, by the way. So I would suspect that a lot of my Republican friends who live in the city or people who don't normally vote Democrat, probably if they live in the city, they have to pull a Democrat ballot because it's been so many years since a Republican was elected in the city. If you want your vote to count, you have to vote in the Democratic primary. Mm-hmm. So people have an opportunity tomorrow in the city of St. Louis to pull a Democrat ballot, to ask for one when you walk in, and to vote against Kim Gardner and to vote against Tashara Jones. You've heard my friend Jeffrey Boyd probably damage his rep by calling him my friend. He's a nice guy. We've had him here on the show a few times. That doesn't mean I agree with him politically because I have him on the bottom line where we disagree on everything from gun control to taxes. But he understands that Tashara Jones is not the person to run the treasurer's office, has hoarded money over there from tax revenue on parking fines and all that stuff, and wants to be the next mayor of the city of St. Louis. And that race is a one-point race right now. Tashara Jones polling at 1% over Jeffrey Boyd, 42 to 41%, 17% undecided. I don't know who these 17% of people are.
Are these higher than usual numbers of undecided?
A day before the election or 3 days? Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm really surprised that 17% of people haven't decided how they're going to vote in that race yet.
Isn't that kind of like a... if you respond that way, undecided, isn't it kind of like a none of your business?
That's how I perceive it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm totally decided, but if someone asked me, I'd probably be like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not talking about this.
It's none of your business.
I had that same conversation this weekend with a couple of women whose names will not be mentioned for fear of my life. But
narrows it down.
No, not my family, but I did have a conversation with a couple of ladies who were just railing on Donald Trump about it's bad that he did this and it's bad that he did that and why didn't he quit tweeting and why didn't he do this? Okay, are you done? Yes. Okay, so despite all that, when you walk into the booth on November 4th, could you really pull the ballot? Could you really vote for Biden, Joe Biden? At the end of the day, I don't care who he picks for his vice presidential candidate. That is the most irrelevant thing in America, except it's more evidence of the fact that he's just a placeholder until they can get some radical lefty moved into the presidency. And then it's all over, just so people know that. It's over at that point. I don't know if it's Tammy Duckworth. I don't know if it's Kamala Harris. Doesn't really matter who it is. Apparently, he's so close to picking his vice presidential candidate, he can smell her.
Oh, boy.
Loved that yesterday, but I'm...
So, but they both looked at me and acknowledged that, yeah, love him or hate him, you got to vote for him. To quote the president's own statement, love him or hate him, you're going to have to vote for him. Because the Democrats have put themselves in a situation that is untenable for most Americans. I truly believe that. I think by the time this election's over, people are going to scratch their heads and say, what were you thinking about? How did you have 17 people in a primary as diverse as the Democrats had and end up with Joe Biden, who's clearly elevator doesn't go to the top these days? That's your choice at the end of the day. And then we have Ilhan Omar. We have that bite this morning, don't we? Mm-hmm. Telling us this, which I've been telling you for a long time. And Joe Biden told you this in his own words last week. And now we have one of the squad, Ilhan Omar, and her endorsement of Joe Biden.
Right now we have a candidate for president within the Democratic Party who I just endorsed and brought along many of our constituents to get behind and support Joe Biden as the president, because I understand that we've now had an opportunity to move his platform to be more progressive, the most progressive platform a president has ever run on the Democratic side.
The most far left platform a Democrat has ever run on the Democratic side. That's all you need to know, because most Americans are never going to pull the platform and actually read it. The way the Joe Biden people got the Elizabeth Warren supporters, the Bernie Sanders supporters, the Ilhan Omar supporters online was to make his platform the most left-wing progressive platform in the history of America, the most anti-American platform in the history of America. That's what those are. That's going to be your option on Election Day in November, to vote for the most left-wing anti-American platform in the history of America, or to vote for Donald Trump. That's your choice. But, you know, like it or not, and some people won't, and those are the same people, to Denise's point over there, mm-hmm. who, if they're polled, are never going to admit who they're voting for, but the results are going to show in November. I'm convinced of it. Just convinced of it. 314-241-9797.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. I've done some dumb things as a senator, done some dumb things as a lawyer.
Joe Biden is the dumbest man ever be senator.
But ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I did something very stupid 23 years ago. That's it. Fire away.
Never gets old. Listen to Joe when on his first failed presidential run back in 88, after he admitted that he had plagiarized a bunch of stuff and lied about his academic record and where he finished in his legal class and the fact that he had a full ride. I mean, he was full of it back then. So some things have not changed for the Biden campaign. Hey, I kind of felt left out. Did you guys get any Chinese seeds?
I did not.
No.
This story's been going on all across the country about people getting these little packets of seeds in the mail.
It's big in Kentucky, right?
I don't know.
I've seen a few people in Kentucky, yeah.
And they're warning people, whatever you do, don't plant them. Because maybe some TikTok will grow up in your yard or something. I don't know. They weren't able to determine
what they are,
where they're from, but they have determined what they are.
Have they now? Because I had just seen invasive. They had assumed it was an invasive species, and they didn't want our crops to be destroyed.
So the USDA has announced that they've identified some of the mysterious seed packets that have been sent to more than 1,000 American households from China. 14 of the seed species have been identified. They include food staples like mustard and cabbage, as well as some herbs like mint, sage, rosemary, and lavender. There were also some flower breeds like morning glory, hibiscus, and rose also discovered. COVID is also believed to be among them. I'm just kidding. I added that.
Other than that last one, these all sound delightful. What are we scared about?
Although the samples have been identified and appear to be harmless, the USDA is urging Americans not to plant the seeds. They said at this time, we don't have any evidence indicating this is anything other than a brushing scam to boost sales. The USDA is currently collecting the seed packets and will continue to test their content to see if they determine anything that could be of concern to U.S. agriculture or environment.
What's a brushing scam? Is that when we just send seeds willy-nilly and see who plants them?
Well, it says a brushing scam is where people receive unsolicited items from a seller who then posts false customer reviews to boost sales.
Ah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Is a brushing scam.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that term.
So they're worried about invasive species. When I went to Wyoming, I was surprised. A friend of ours took his kayak up there. And every day before he was allowed to put it in the water, every day he had to go to a check-in station and somebody from the Wyoming Department of Natural Resources had to check the boat and ask him questions about where it had been, because they're so worried about people bringing boats in from other states that have some invasive species attached to it that might get in their waterways up there.
Why don't they just have a spot where you have to like wash them or something before you can put them in?
The rinse station.
I mean, if you ask me, it might be different than if you went ahead and like cleaned my boat before you put it in. True. Just saying, I'm not that trusting.
I know. Well, they do look at the boat. Like one day he had dust on it. They're like, oh, it's dusty. He's like, I've been dragging it behind my truck. Of course it's dusty. So anyway.
Hand me a Lysol wipe.
Hand me some Lysol wipes. We'll wash the thing. 314-241-9797. Hans von Spakovsky coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.